Reish Tamach Vav, Sif Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Talks about if you have a wallet with you, and Shabbos starts, what do you do with your wallet? So, Chava brings down two shittas. The first shita is, it's actually two yeshemrims, which is not clear b'chlal, how the Mechaber passes when he brings out two yeshemrims. The first shita is that a wallet does not have the same halachic status as a package, and even though by a package, if you're carrying a package in a shasarabim and Shabbos starts, Chazal said, break into a sprint and run home. With regard to a wallet, which is not so heavy, does not have the same type of hecker, the fact that you're running, because when you run with something heavy on your back, it looks weird. Because why are you running with such a... Usually you're schlepping. Obviously you're running, it's a shinui. If I think it's something which is very light, like a wallet, it's not much of a hecker. But Mele Chazal did not give you the same type of hetter. And the second sheet holds note, that they give the hetter for everything that you're holding. La'aloch la'maisa, like we said, it's not clear when does Yishim Yishimrim, the Prima Gadim, brings out two different shitas with regard to how do we pass. And if it's a stam and a yeshemrim, we always pass like the stam. It's a yeshemrim and yeshemrim. Some people say no, we prefer to pass like the second yeshemrim. Some people say no, first yeshemrim. La halacha the Mishabura says you can be makel like the second yeshemrim when it comes to wallet. A makel loy hifsid, and therefore if a person finds his wallet on him, he can break into a run and take it home. Now, the Rama says, "The Mishnah Shachar Kisei Lo B'Shabbos, and who beBeisoy, Yochel Leilichim Leilichidel Atir Chagur Lipol Sham Vaseiri. You're allowed to go to a different room and let it drop in a safe place." So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kimin Sham Muktzav Yoda Yochel Leilichim Lechol Makom Shiyutz." Since the Muktzav is in your hand, therefore you're allowed to take it to wherever you want. And then the Goyin is Machmer. The Goyin says, "No, you're not allowed to take it to wherever you want. You have to just drop it." The Bir Alacha, the Mishnah Berurah sends it to the Bir Alacha, and there the Bir Alacha says, seems to go past like the Derech HaChaim, who's mechalek what type of muktzah it is. If it's muktzah of something which is, he says, a kiss, a wallet, as a Torah's kli, and therefore it's not muktzah and gansan like a rock or something, pebble, money, that doesn't have a shame kli, it's less muktzah, then he says, there you would be allowed to take it to a different room and put it down, once it's in your hand. As opposed to a case where there's a rock in your hand, then even though the muktzah is in your hand already, you're not allowed to take it wherever you want to take it. Parenthetically, a davar, which is mutter, a klesh malach del iser, which you use the terech gufay, once you finished, you took a hammer out, smash open a coconut, once you have the hammer in your hand, you're allowed to put it wherever you want. That's pasha that you're allowed to do. Klesh malach del gufay. Klesh malach del iser. However, with something which is muktzah, not klish malach l'iser, let's say pebbles and other things like that, then according to the way that Bir Alacha says, you would not be allowed to put it wherever you want. Now it's not clear whether or not it's talking about that you picked it up b'iser or you picked it up b'heter. From the Bir Alacha it sounds like Mikomak, he says, however, things like mois v'avanim she'enem shum heter tiltu v'natlei b'yodai, and he took it in your hand. When did you take it in your hand? On Shabbos or before Shabbos? Because there's other places that the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that if it was not on Biyadei Beheter, if it was in your hand from before Shabbos, then that's already, then it came to your hand Beheter, you're allowed to put it wherever you want. Now, it could be that there's a difference of what's considered Bab Biyadei Beheter. It could be that's not Beheter. If you had it in your hand the Shabbos started, you have to drop it. That's what Biyadei Beheter is, only like a mila knife that you took it to do a bris mila, which Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, you're allowed to put down carefully. Something that you had a heter to take on Shabbos. Pashas, if you had a heter to take it on Shabbos, then once it's in your hand, you're allowed to put it down wherever you want it to. However, if it's in your hand with Isser, then you're not allowed to take it, you have to drop it right there, unless, like a chalef, Ismail Shamila, you're allowed to put it down carefully. Another halacha, which is a common halacha in muktzah, is this sifyur gimel matzah arniki b'shabbos aspit leyav b'shiyar penikat ben acher. You see money on the ground, you see a wallet on the ground. Do you want to take it? You're not allowed to take it. It's muktzah. There's no din of ball al mamayni because it was never yours. Says the Mishnah, the bir halacha, ba'yidei tilt of a regal yesh lahakol. If you want to do tilt of a regal, that you could do. In other words, you have the wallet, so you'll kick it. kick it somewhere into a safe place. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can do that. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shitasi that holds that you're allowed to move muktzah with other parts of your body if it's not the regular way to move the muktzah. That's called tilto begufay. According to the Chazon Ish, this is asr lehedir. Anytime that you're deliberately trying to move something by kicking it with your foot, by moving it with your elbow, you're not allowed to do it. So only if you happen to be walking, then derech halicha, you could kilu. So it could be that if you're going in that direction, you're able to, like, as you're walking, bang it. And but to go ahead and kick it like a soccer ball to a place which is protective, it's underneath the car, then we should see it. That would not be mutter going to the Chazon Ish. However, according to the Beir Lacha, that would be mutter. You see 10 shekel and you want to just knock it down underneath the car and forget about the Shabbos. According to Mishnah Berurah, that's not a matter.